giving up cocaine may be harder than he thinks. New research shows cocaine addiction grips snorters just as tightly as crack smokers. 25% of Americans who have used cocaine in the past year will develop a problem. Some will end up in prison. Many will seek help for addiction. At the Brookhaven National Laboratory in New York, a set of remarkable experiments is being conducted to discover the true nature of cocaine addiction. Mexican-born Professor Nora Volkoff is one of America's leading specialists on drug addiction. She's on a personal mission to understand the cause of addiction, driven by memories of her alcoholic uncle.
My uncle, who I love dearly, was an alcoholic. And to me, it was very painful to see this man, who I adore, basically be rejected by the system.
As late as the 1980s, many scientists and politicians believed cocaine was non-addictive. Professor Volkoff believes they're wrong.
You give a group of animals, give them free availability on one side, heroin, and in another group, give them free availability of cocaine. Investigators did that, and then 1 month later, they came, and they went, and I look at the animals that were given free availability of heroin, which no one will doubt is a very addictive drug, and they were happily over there. The group of the cocaine animals, they were all dead. They had actually compulsively taken cocaine to the extreme that none of them survive.
Professor Volkoff uses a PET scanner to take pictures of human brains under the influence of cocaine.
What we're trying to do is use imaging to help us identify the areas of the brain and proteins in the brain that get disrupted by the use of drugs in people that lose control of their drug intake and at the expense of basically everything else in their life.
Her images show cocaine changes the brain structure.
Repeated exposure produces changes on the way that the brain gets connected and functions that result on pathological behavior, and that's why it's called a disease.
Professor Volkoff scans hundreds of users and ex-users. While scanning ex-users, she notices an irregularity. Whenever they discuss cocaine, their dopamine levels rise. At first, she doesn't understand why. Then, it hits her.